Good morning and welcome. Welcome. It is time for our community connection today, and we're getting a nice little repeat visit here from Rocky and Darla from Wesleyan Christian Schools, and we've got just a whole lot going on, whole lot of good going on, Rocky.
Yeah, thank you for having us back.
And also, Darla, we've got some great stories and everything that we're going to be sharing today, including scholarships and how people can go about that. And I understand that this is one of the ones that are very popular with folks who are, you know, thinking maybe, how can I do this? How can I get my child the best education possible by going to Wesleyan? And this is a little thing that can possibly help out in that area.
It is a big thing. It makes the difference for so many of our families.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Rocky, if you would, tell me a little bit about this scholarship grant and this seminar that's about to take place.
Yeah, the scholarship grant is, it's called an SGO, which is a scholarship granting organization. And our particular one that the state does is called the OSF, the Opportunity Scholarship Fund. And it's set up so that people can give a donation and they give it to the state through the OSF, and so that donation then is designated to Wesleyan Christian School, and it helps be able to cover for students to be able to come to Wesleyan Christian School. But the great thing about it is when someone gives a donation to the OSF through the state, then not only do they get their regular tax deductions that they would get through the state, but they also get a tax credit on top of that tax deduction by giving to this SGO, and then they can designate it to a Wesleyan Christian School to go to a student or students to be able to attend. And so it's a great opportunity. We like to word it as a win-win-win. It's a win for the student who gets the scholarship money to be able to go. It is a win for the donor because they get that tax credit on top of the tax deduction. But this is tax money that's going to be going to the state anyways. People aren't holding on to this. And so in this way, they can redirect that tax that they're going to pay to stay local here in the area. So it's a win for local businesses and people in the area as well, because those tax dollars stay right here in Bartlesville and Washington County.
Reinvest right here in home. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, with this seminar, I believe it's coming up on October 24th. How does this work?
That's correct. On October 24th, we're going to hold four different seminars to explain a little bit about the tax credit. Some people see this as maybe this is too good to be true. And when you get something that looks too good to be true, a lot of times it is. And so people don't really want to have anything to do with that. And so we're holding four seminars on October 24th at Wesleyan Christian School to explain how this works and let people understand it a little better and see what they really can be doing with their tax dollars. And so on Thursday, October 24th, we're going to hold seminars at 8 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, 2 p.m., and then one in the evening at 6:30 for those who aren't able to get to the earlier ones, just to explain this tax credit. And so Darla will be the one who will be running those seminars. I'll be there to answer any questions as well.
So Darla, you got to break it all down for us, huh?
Absolutely. This is a wonderful opportunity. It's been available in the state since 2013, mm-hmm. and 18 other states do this. So it is not uncommon, it's not unusual, but it is a great blessing to the people who can get a tax credit.
Indeed, and that could be anyone. And, you know, if you have children that have gone to Wesleyan or not, you just believe in the mission. You might not even have had children at all. But if you really want to make a difference in a family's life, in a child's life, in a student's life, this is a beautiful opportunity to step up and make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a lot of times when people are doing a capital campaign or fundraising, if they do a two-for-one deal where if you give a dollar, someone else is going to come in and match that dollar, those are always wonderful campaigns that people say, hey, for every dollar I give, I can put that into $2. Well, the Opportunity Scholarship Fund is such a great program that it can have an impact not only necessarily 2-to-1, but can be as much as 5-to-1. So for every dollar that somebody gives to the Opportunity Scholarship Fund can turn into $5 that's used for tuition at Wesleyan Christian School. And so if somebody made the average commitment that we're seeing to the Opportunity Scholarship on an annual basis, they can almost put a kid through school for one for 1 year. And if they make that 2 year commitment where they can get a tax break of up to 75% for that tax credit that they get, they can almost fund a child to go to school for 2 years at Wesleyan Christian School.
You know, for the first time, that's the first math problem that made sense to me.
I guess that's why we went into education.
Maybe that's why you broke it down nice and easy there. Boy, so you get five benefits for one. That's really good. We've got some great students, don't we?
We sure do.
And we've got some great student and family stories that can be shared today, don't we, Rocky?
Absolutely. This tax credit has been able to, the Opportunity Scholarship Fund has been able to benefit many families at the school who would not be able to be there at Wesleyan Christian School if this was not offered.
Oh,
I'm thinking of one family in particular that I know. There's a single mom who has two kids currently in our school and two kids who have already graduated, have gone on to college and are doing quite well because of the foundation they've been able to give. And I know that the mom has visited with me on many occasions, sometimes in tears, letting me know how much she appreciates this opportunity, the scholarship that's given so that she can have her children at school at Wesleyan Christian School.
That's a blessing. It really is. You know, it also means that mom made a real good decision here with her children. And it also means that a lot of people made good decisions to help fund here with the scholarship opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about Wesleyan Christian School and the opportunity to go to school there, it's not to take anything away from the public school. We appreciate what the public school does. In fact, we know that Bartlesville has one of the best public schools in the state. I have some dear friends who are teachers in the Bartlesville Public School, and we appreciate the work that they do as well. We're in education together, but the public school method, it doesn't fit for every child. Some kids want something different, and there's a lot of families that want that Christian opportunity to be able to send their child to a school that holds those same values that they're teaching at home. And so we're not here to say anything against the public school. This is for people who want that opportunity. And obviously people are looking for a different opportunity. If you look at the Epic Charter Schools that have started, it's the fastest growing school system in Oklahoma. And if you put all of their students together, I believe it was ranked number 3 or number 4 largest district in Oklahoma. So there are a lot of students and families who are wanting a different option. And through the Opportunity Scholarship Fund, this is a way that can make this option affordable for them. Because we've heard from a lot of those families who are sending their kids to Epic Charter Schools, ones that are coming in that say they like the freedom. They like not being in a larger setting. Sometimes they're saying their kids were bullied or they're just another number. And so they like being at home, but it's not ideal for them to just sit online all day or to have their kids in front of a computer the whole time. And they want that interaction. And most importantly, they want those Christian values that are being taught in there. And so through the Opportunity Scholarship Fund, it makes it possible for these kids and these families who want a different option that teaches the values in a Christian setting to be able to come.
Darla, in your capacity, I imagine you hear from parents a lot who are asking, you know, is this really true? Can we really get these values integrated into the classroom for our kids? Is this going to be reinforced? And the look on your face with the way you smiled and just nodded your head during what Rocky had to say tells me, oh yeah.
Absolutely. It's a whole different way to approach the classroom. You know, we bring the Christian values into every subject matter. We bring the Christian values into every extracurricular activity. It's a lifestyle. It's not a subject or a topic. It's a lifestyle at Wesleyan Christian School.
That's very well put, because it truly is a lifestyle. It's the path. It's your life path. This is wonderful. One of the things that we touched on the last time you guys were here was the senior trip.
Yeah.
Now, there are senior trips and there are senior trips, but this is a senior trip. I was talking about this with Miss Susie, and she says, well, can we go back to high school? She really wanted to go see the Holy Land. Tell us a little bit about this trip to Israel.
Yeah, we are going to be taking our seniors to Israel starting this year. This will be the first class to go, and we just feel like we need to be doing some type of capstone trip for our seniors. And so I looked into what it would cost to be able to get our students over there. And so we're able to do it at a fairly reasonable cost to make it affordable for our students to go. We've been doing fundraising for about a year and a half now so that it kind of helps subsidize the price of the trip for the students so that they don't have to just do all that out of pocket, particularly when they're paying tuition to come to school. And so we're able to go over to Israel. And we're we're just very excited. I've spent quite a bit of time putting the itinerary together and writing things up. And one of the biggest things for me that I get excited about is every place that we're going, that we're taking our kids, is connecting where that is talked about in the Bible and letting them see the connections between what they're reading in Scripture and what we're seeing in person. It just really brings it to life, makes it more meaningful to be able to go, to see that, to have a better understanding, and to get to walk where Jesus walked.
Have you both been to the Holy Land?
I have not.
Yeah. We got to get you on a plane.
Yeah, we need to take Darla and her husband one of these years. I've been there twice. I'm excited about going back again. My daughter is actually in the senior class this year, and so I'll get to take my oldest child with me this year.
Now, that really, I'm trying to put this into my own mind, that you're walking around in another place of the earth, and it just happens to be the Holy Land. And, oh, my gosh, the history just has to come alive. And how does that resonate with them? It's got to be almost overwhelming when they realize they're standing where your faith history took place.
Yeah. I'm a history teacher. I was a social studies major in school, started out as a history teacher before I got in administration. So I enjoy that stuff anyways. Mm-hmm. And I got to take a friend of mine this summer who was a fellow history teacher over to Israel as we were kind of scouting this trip out. And my first experience, and then again this summer, and for my friend who's a history teacher, there's nothing like it to see it come alive. You can hear about it, you can see pictures, you can read about it, but to actually be there, just things come alive. And when you step off the plane, you can tell that you are in the Holy Land.
Oh, boy, that's just got to be something. I'm getting kind of the old goose pimples here thinking that we've got to make that trip, too. But the kids work so hard. Now, you're talking about fundraisers. What kind of fundraisers take place?
Yeah, they do lots of different things for fundraising, things around the school. They can do things on their own. They have a senior for hire where kids are doing lawn work and going to people's houses and doing things like that to collect money. They do child care. We have different cookie sales. Currently, what we have going on is there's a lady who works at the school who actually is our cook in the cafeteria, and she makes some wonderful fajitas. And so we are doing a fajita sale, and the kids will be taking flyers out into the community and selling some of those as part of a fundraiser for the trip.
Very good. Very good. Now, do you ever have people get online and say, hey, how can I help the kids? You know, how do I make a direct donation to the school in variety of ways, not just the trip, but do folks actually try to contact the school to try to help you out?
Absolutely. They can come onto our website, WesleyanChristianSchool.com, or they can call our office.
And that's real easy to do.
Real easy to do.
And you know, not hard to find. If you got a couple of $100, maybe a couple of thousand burning a hole in your pocket, you just walk in and say, hey.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about this particular area and some businesses here is if anybody works for COP or P66, they have a matching fund.
They do.
And so if somebody gives money to the school, then they can put in for that and get it matched as well. I know Walmart does that as well for workers who work for them, have a matching fund as well. And I think there's several other businesses in town also. And so we really appreciate the people who do that. It gets that 2-to-1 ratio for them where every dollar they give is matched and can help the school out and continue to help us also with scholarships for students.
Now, we know that the fall break is coming up, but what else is coming up for the students here in this as we get ready to really hit the fall hard?
Yeah, the kids are excited for fall break to be out for a little bit of time. And so our elementary and middle school let out on Tuesday. Parent-teacher conference is on Wednesday. But on Wednesday, we take the high school and we take them out into the community. We do a service project day. Now, we require 40 hours of service each year for our high school students to graduate. We want them to get into the community, to serve, to give back. And so we help make connections with some of the different organizations in town. And so this Wednesday from about 8:30 till about noon, we're going to have our high school in the community serving at Agape Missions, the Salvation Army, Voice of the Martyrs, and various other places here in town. Just trying to be a light to people, to help out some other organizations and just be an encouragement to them.
Well, these are wonderful projects and everything. And to teach them at this age, it'll be a lifetime. They'll remember that first time that they went out and did something of a volunteer nature like this. And they'll know how good it feels on the heart to help someone else. It's not necessarily one of those Instagram moments that Rocky and I were talking about. That's kind of, you know, in the moment, but these things, they teach a lifelong lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. As you and I were discussing before we even got on the air, there's a lot of depression amongst this generation, and they've said that there's more depression, and students have been diagnosed with more depression than they have in years prior. And I'm a big believer that a lot of this has come from us being a narcissistic society, being self-centered. Everything caters to us. Technology and all of those things cater to us as well. And so we want to be a proponent for having our kids not just doing things for themselves and benefiting themselves, but getting out and benefiting those around us, serving those in the community. And I think that helps with the depression. It's hard to feel bad and down when you're thinking about other people and serving other people. Then the focus is off yourself and you don't sit around and feel depressed.
It is. It's good for the heart, good for the mind, good for the soul. It's good for all things and wonderful. Rocky and Darla, I want to thank you both for telling us more about Wesleyan Christian School. And, of course, we do have the scholarship grant seminar. That's the 24th. Where are we holding this again?
It's going to be at Wesleyan Christian School, and there are four different times that we're having it: 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6:30 p.m.
All right, and if you want some more information, go to the website. The website is
WesleyanChristianSchool.com.
Easy to remember. Thank you both for being here today. Really appreciate it. And you've been listening to Community Connection. It's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors on K1, the one you trust.